The Spirit of God would say, this week marks a turning point in the lives of those who are here and who are watching. From before the foundation of the world, this event has been planned. That which will take place during this week is to be for each of you an opportunity to go deeper into me than you've ever known before. I say unto you, open your hearts and your minds to receive from me, because what I have to give you is going to impact your lives from this time forward. You are here by way of the internet or in person for a divine purpose, having a divine assignment. I am going to be working in you all this week in preparation for what is to come. Too many in the church, the body of Christ, have ignored the signs of what is coming. Some have picked up in the spirit what is taking place. My desire is for you to become more spiritually aware of what I am doing, but also what the enemy is doing. My desire is for you to live in absolute victory in every area of your life. Jesus died to provide for you the avenue of victory for everything you will face. There is a plan for your life. And this plan will be enacted as you cooperate with God. For I am here to help bring to pass that which He has ordained from before the foundation of the world. You are not insignificant. You are vital to the kingdom of God. So again I say unto you, open your heart and mind to receive what is going to be delivered to you. Be prepared to cast down any preconceived notions about what I do and how I operate and how you are to operate in this world. I know what is coming, and I am here to prepare you. So again I say, open your heart and mind to receive all this week. And when each service is over, do not walk away thinking it's over till the next service. No, because my intention is to minister to you 24 hours a day, even in your sleep. Yes. So from this day forward, know this. For some of you, this is going to be the greatest week of your life. The victory is yours, yes, says the Spirit of God.